as always. It's so good to be with you, and I truly enjoy our time together each week when we celebrate the Holy Mass as a parish family. I'd like to speak with you this evening on making good choices in your life. I think everybody wants to make good choices in their lives, don't you think? And it seems appropriate that the answer on this important subject would initially come out of the first reading, since Sirach is considered to be one of the premier books of wisdom. The Old Testament sort of divided up into categories, and one of those categories is the book of wisdom, like Proverbs and Psalms and Ecclesiastes and Sirach. We find these in that grouping or that category. Here's an interesting side note before we start looking into this question. Sirach was written by a man named Jesus, not Jesus of Nazareth or Galilee. And he also had a grandson. After Jesus passed away, his grandson, Jesus III, you might call it, he compiled all of this wisdom into a more sensible format. Back then, a couple hundred years before Jesus appeared, Jesus was a popular name. And the Hebrew equivalent for that name was Joshua, or more articulated, Yeshua. You hear Jesus in that? And that means God saves. God always puts significance with names. And so Jesus, who came to this world, means God saves. Very, very intentional. Now, all of us, on more than one occasion, have asked the question, is God to blame for the bad choices of others? I'm sure you've asked that question. Well, the answer from Sirach is no. No, God is not to blame. And Sirach writes these words. He says, no one does God command to act unjustly. To none does he give license to sin. And we hear this same thing in other places in the Bible as well. And Sirach goes on to say to you and me, he says, before us are life and death, good and evil. Whichever one chooses, it shall be given to them. So he says, whichever you choose, stretch your hand forth to receive it. Well, that's a very, very powerful point, isn't it? See, here's what's going on. God has given us a precious gift. He's given us a lot of gifts, but this is a very precious gift. It's called the freedom of choice. Do you like freedom? Well, you live in a country that's based on freedom, don't you? Freedom and freedom of choice is very important. Think about it in this way. This is a foundational part of understanding God in our faith. If God made all of our choices, we would be nothing more than a robot. That's all we would be. God would just be programming our minds, and this is what we are supposed to do. And if we don't have freedom of choice, it leaves us incapable of loving God. See, freedom of choice allows you to either love God or to reject God. Isn't love a choice? I mean, I can't make you love somebody. You can't either. It is a choice. And that's why God has given us this great gift of freedom, even though it means that sometimes we're going to choose the wrong way. But that doesn't mean that God makes us do that, in no means. But it is our choice. I like what St. Gregory of Nyssa had to say about how precious is the gift of freedom of choice in our lives. It really helps you to see just how much we are created in the image of God. He says that the soul shows its royal and exalted character in that it is free and self-governed, swayed anonymously by its own will. Of whom else, he says, can that be said except a king? A very true point, isn't it? So Sirach, as well as the other two readings today, they move us quickly from this surface question to the real question, the one that we really should be asking ourselves in light of this truth. In light of having the freedom of choice, here's the question. How do we go about making good choices? How do we go about making good choices? That's the question. That's the question that's addressed in the readings this evening. That's the real focus. It's sort of like what Moses said to the Israelites as they were preparing to cross over into the promised land. He says to the nation, he said, you have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Only choose wisely. There you go, making a good or a wise choice. So let me quickly offer to you this evening two ways that the readings teach us about how to make good choices in our lives each and every day. The first one and the premier one that we see in the scripture is live according to God's word. According to God's word. Sirach says, he says, if you keep the commandments, they will save you. If you trust in God, you shall live. For immense is the wisdom of the Lord. And then in the psalm, we hear these beautiful words. Blessed are those who walk in the ways of the Lord. Oh, he says, that I might be firm in the ways of keeping your statutes. Love the Lord your God and walk in his ways, and you will live and you will increase. So this really brings home the importance of knowing God's word in your life. Because how can you make a good choice? How can you do that if you don't know what a good choice is to begin with? Isn't that a true question? Think about it. Somebody somewhere is teaching you. They're showing you what is the difference between what is good and what is bad. Question is, who is it? And is the source reliable? Is it the word of God? Is it television? Or is it somebody's blog? Now, I will be the first to admit to you today that some of the things on television which try to teach us about choice, good choices, they're very poor sources for informing us as to what God sees as good. Not everything that glitter is made of gold. And I always remind myself the importance of discerning God's word in my life. When there's a scripture out of Proverbs 14 that says this, there's a way that seems right to a person, but in the end, it leads to death. Something good to think about, the importance of discerning. So one of the things that I would do is I would strongly encourage you to beef up or step up your formation program in life. A great way to do it is called the form program that we have here at the parish. It's absolutely free. It's online. You go sign up, and it is full of information on how to understand and apply God's word in your life. As a matter of fact, we have 222 users who take advantage now of this wonderful online program. And remember this also, I know I say it a lot, but there's a reason for it. Remember that knowing God's word is one of the main reasons that we come to Mass. It's one of the premier reasons, other than the Eucharist, of course. And as Paul remarked, think about it. How can you believe if you haven't heard? Step one is hearing, and then you can believe. And so at Mass, we hear the word of God spoken, and we hear it explained. That's why I love the words in today's psalm. I go back to it again. Blessed are those who observe his ways and then walk in them. What a great truth that is. So live according to God's word. The second thing, if you want to make good choices in life, is to rely on God's Holy Spirit to help you. Now, this point takes us into the gospel reading and into Paul's reading. Both of these, or all of them actually, are very life-giving and inspiring readings tonight, and they just integrate so well. Remember this, Jesus reminds us, as he did on numerous occasions, because he was always being accused that he was trying to be in conflict with the law, but Jesus is always saying that he did not come to do away with the law of God, but to perfect it, to bring it to completion, to fulfill it in a very wonderful way. See, Jesus' coming into the world, it inaugurates for us a new and a wonderful era, because there is infinitely more that can be realized when God's Holy Spirit is living on the inside of us. There's infinitely more to be realized when we understand that God has restored through Christ our relationship with him and with others. For example, in no less than six times in the reading you're going to hear this week And next week, Jesus raises the bar. He raises the bar. He brings the law to fulfillment. What does he say? He says, you have heard that it was said, but I say to you. Do you feel that sense of completion, of taking it to the next level? He said this, you have heard it was said that you shall not kill, but I say to you, whoever is angry with another person will be liable to judgment. Boy, think about that one, because there is so much anger in this world today. We need to get our anger in check when we think about what Jesus said. Another one is this. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, he's raising the bar. He says, everyone who looks at a person with lust has already committed adultery in their heart. Something to think about. See, what Jesus is doing, he's going to the heart. He's not going to the tablet of stones that were in the Ark of the Covenant, but he's going to the heart and the mind, because that's the seat. That is the seat of our motivation. And now, he says, these words can be written on our hearts and in our minds because the Holy Spirit lives within you. I can't overemphasize the greatness of Jesus giving us the Holy Spirit. I mean, it's just fantastic. It is wonderful. And God said as a prophetic utterance through the prophet Jeremiah concerning the coming of Jesus, he said, I will put my law in their minds and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God and they will be my people. Wow, that's beautiful. And so we see that it's the heart and the mind. That's where actions and words flow forth. It's not just do this and don't do this, but it comes out of the heart and the mind. Let me give you a couple examples going back to what we just read. While murder was forbidden, Jesus also disapproved of anger because it was the internal motive behind murder. That's where it starts. It starts inside. And when adultery was forbidden, Jesus also disapproved of lust because that is the internal motive behind adultery. Do you see how he's raising the bar for us? You see how he's bringing things, life, into clear perspective and giving us a great vision? And we can receive that because of what Christ has done for us and receiving the Holy Spirit. It is absolutely out of this world. So I'd like to leave you with a couple of thoughts for reflection this evening. First of all, commit yourself to studying God's Word more and frequently attending Mass in order to become a person that makes good and wise choices. And the second thing is this, resolve tonight in your heart and in your mind that you will strive each day to make good choices, because we can. You know, a lot of people use an excuse today, well, I can't do it. Well, listen to what Sirach said. He says, if you choose so, you can keep the commandments. God bless all of you.